That's the back toe.
And what if it has a pointed front?
That's a canoe, a boat.
Yeah, but it has a regular back, just like a bateau, but the front is pointed, not flat. A canoe has points at both ends, right?
The boat's all I know.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty of neck. Beads. Pretty something of
string of things.
Two men in a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
beat him up.
Okay, now what a real bad beating up, you know, you say, boy, he really something good. What would you put in there? You know, real, like, say it was the boy who was always pushing around, you know, he's always pushing the other boys around, and one day somebody new came to town, so he pushed him too, and the new guy just really beat him up. And you'd say, he really
tore him up, I guess.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? That's like this, when he goes like this out in the field. Yeah, but there's another word too. He'd say he's down on his
haunches.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
miser.
What's another word?
Tightwad.
Any others? Where I come from, we call them skinflints. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard a skinflint, but that I thought that was a skinny person.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks
funny?
Yeah, funny clothes. You'd say he really looks
odd.
Okay, another word? Like a man got up in the morning and he put on one sock and another sock.
Shabby.
Okay, not that the clothes were, you know, not that they're bad clothes, just funny. Would you say it any different if it were a woman instead of a man? If a woman was dressed funny, what would you say? She sure looks. Odd.
Odd or something like that.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say she